Hi, this is Fabricio Cruz, a coffee shop millionaire, and you're going to love this video because it's quick and it's an easy one to digest. It's easy to implement and it's quite fun, and you know, you'll be communicating with other fellow business online business owners about ad and list swaps, and the concept is quite cool. And if done right, and don't worry cuz I'm going to show you how to do it right, can be responsible for thousands of dollars in your pocket extra per month. In fact, just one ad swap I did about a year ago resulted in just a little bit over $15,500 in earnings. And I would have never made that at all if I didn't follow some of the strategies that I'm about to share with you. So let's go ahead and jump right in. We're going to talk about ad swaps and autoresponder swaps, or AR swaps. Basically, how to build a profitable list through joint ventures and the art of reciprocation. So let's answer the question, what is an ad swap? Well, basically, an ad swap, and the technical definition is, it's an agreement between two or more businesses to send an email to their respective list to promote each other's businesses. Obviously, that means I'll mail for you, you mail for me. It's kind of like, I'll do this for you, and you do this for me in return. Again, it's reciprocation. And there's different types of ad swaps. We've got the mail to the squeeze page, and this is the best one if you want to grow your list. And this is probably the one that I would recommend starting out with. You can also do straight to the sales letter, and some affiliates prefer this, especially if they have a really big list and they're protective. You know, they might only want you to acquire them as customers, not necessarily as subscribers, because you know, they feel like the more people they have mailing to their list, the less responsive their list is going to be, and that's a natural thing for them to think, as you can imagine. And then cross promotion without pay. I'm not too crazy about this one, but this is another one too that if you feel like there's a list or you know, like a database that you really have to get after, this might be a good option for you. But basically, you're going to mail for each other, you know, a certain number of times, but not as affiliates, literally just for cross promotion. So you know, mail to your list, you mail to mine, nobody gets paid except for the sales that we promoted for ourselves. So basically that's kind of it. But my favorite one here that I would recommend, mail to the squeeze page. That's you mailing to their squeeze page. Of course, once you get a pretty big list, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to try to do ad swaps with you. And you might suggest straight to the sales letter because you don't want your list diluted with other people, you know, consistently sending them promotions. So now let's talk about where to find ad swaps. There's plenty of places, and this is just to give you some ideas, but you know, live conferences in your niche. You know, that's a great place. You can get to meet people in person, and there's no better way to develop a relationship than in person and just seeing them face to face. There's something magical about seeing somebody face to face, especially since, you know, we don't get to see them online, obviously. Another place, a great place, is forums. And I want to show you an example here in just a second, but you shouldn't only search forums. And I know forums are a great place to search out, but you want to post forums, post inside of them to advertise list swaps, you know, and mention that you're actively looking for people to list swap with. I'm going to show you an example right here, right now. The Warrior Forum is an excellent place to go to. See the URL up here? It's warriorforum.com. /warrior-joint-ventures. Okay, so I'm here on the front page of this warriorforum.com, and it's easy to go there and sign up and become a member. And you'll see there's tons of people. I mean, look at this right up here. List of 600 in internet marketing niche looking for partners. So this guy has a list of 600 people that he's looking to partner with. Here's one, let's join forces and create a killing product. You might find some good, you know, things in here from people who are ambitious and want to get some work done. This one doesn't really entice me very much because he's not being specific. This one here, obviously, he's being very, very specific. Here's one. He's flat out saying, you know, I need a Forex JV or cross promotion. So that's obviously very specific. If you're in the Forex niche, that might be appealing. And you can basically see for yourself that these are very, very well, you know, well-placed subject lines here so that you can understand what's going on in here. Here's one, ad swaps for June 18K list. So this guy's got 18,000 people on his list, and he's looking to do an ad swap. Joint venture with a Spanish writer. I mean, you've got something in Spanish that you need translated. There you go right there. And the list goes on and on. I mean, this isn't just about list swap. It's swapping ideas, swapping products. But, of course, the majority here is all about list swap. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I could spend in here all day long and probably find a lot of interesting people. And here's one that says want 12,000, now 13,000 new subscribers to add to your list. You know, so that's an excellent one right there too. You know, just read through these and find it. And of course, not all of these are going to be appealing to you. But here's one right here: 44K in internet marketing niche. There's another one. I mean, I guarantee you will build your list quick doing ad swaps with these people. And sometimes it requires you to have a list of that size. So if 44K is a little bit out of your league, then go for somebody who has a smaller list. You know, 650 subscribers. You'll find 600 up here. You know, those people will do ad swaps with people who probably have a 300-person list or smaller. You just have to approach them, and we're going to talk about some techniques and strategies on how to approach them. But I just wanted to let you know that there's a world of possibilities over here at the Warrior Forum. Again, it's warriorforum.com/warrior-joint-ventures. So let's go ahead and jump back here to the presentation. All right, so I already told you live conferences are an excellent place to find a niche. Again, forums, I mentioned the Warrior Forum, and you know, to really get started and build a nice list, you're going to have to contact about 100 to 300 potential partners. And you know, you're not going to get rejected by all of them, but you need to contact a decent number of them so that you do have plenty of people to work with. And what I would suggest, if budget allows, hire somebody on Odesk, on odesk.com or elance.com, to send them emails, to send the emails to the people that that you're trying to contact. You know, pay them $2 or $3 an hour, you know, and that's if you don't want to take the time to do it yourself, which is highly recommended once you can afford to do so. So anyway, that's forums. Really easy. It's all out there. It just takes a little bit of time to get out there and you know, make sure that you let them know that you're interested. You know, you can Google or YouTube search your keywords. Of course, this is very simple. And then contact the organic and paid search listings. The easiest way to do that is find websites that sell products just like yours and find out who the list owners are. Email the support. Ask them if you can have the product owner's email, or look them up in the registry, the domain name registry. That's a little bit more advanced, but this is a much easier way to do it, is just contact them. And again, you can have people on Odesk do this for you. Have them, again, contact 100 to 300 people, and you'll get plenty of people that way. Search the top vendors using affiliate platforms. Okay, some of the biggest affiliate platforms are ClickBank.com. They sell some of the hottest downloadable products. I'm telling you, you're going to find plenty of people on ClickBank, and I love it as a place to get new ideas for new products and find new joint venture partners. And the top dogs are in there. You know, the top dogs are in ClickBank. So get good at it, because you know, even if you're starting out and you don't have much of a list now, eventually you will. So you're going to have to learn how to communicate with these people. Pay.com, very similar to ClickBank. That's pay.com.com, digital online reseller. And then Plymouth, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but Plymouth.com is another resource. So go ahead and start reaching out to people. That's the only way that this is going to happen. But I know you must be thinking, well, you found them, now what? All right, well, you're going to offer to promote for them first, obviously. Be the person that says, I'll take the first step. You know, you can send traffic to their reports. Maybe they have a free report that you know, you can give away for them, you know, to some of their products for sale, etc. So you want to be proactive and be the person that's willing to take the first step, because that's what it's going to take. And you can even offer to do a custom interview or a webinar about their products to your list. Now, that's an awesome way to do it, because now you're branding yourself as an expert alongside with the quote-unquote real expert who's selling the actual product. Excellent way to build credibility and establish a good relationship with your list, and of course the person whom you're trying to do the ad swap for, because you know, after you've already done a successful deal, they're more likely to reciprocate and do more of those deals in the future. Now, here, this one is really important, and you want to create an extraordinary high quality and compelling content for them to give away to their list. So get a good offer up, get it ready, and look, if you need help creating compelling content to give away, make sure you check out our other videos about product creation, because we've got you covered there. Again, this video is not all about product creation. That's a whole other video in and of itself, but the purpose of this video is to show you how to do ad swaps, to teach you about the concepts of ad swaps so you can get started right away. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about an example contact. All right. Hi, I came across your site on Google, and I think I can help you grow your customer base and email list by 500 to 1,000 people or more. And a quick side note there is, don't make up numbers that aren't true. So if you really can't do that, you don't want to say that, because that's the quickest way to ruin your reputation with that person. Anyway, to continue, I would love to feature you and your products in my online newsletter, which you can see at mynewsletter.com. And of course, you edit that to fit your URL, obviously. We have a rapidly growing list of over 5,000 daily readers that I think would love to learn more about your company. Now, again, be honest there. Don't put 5,000 if that's not true. And if it's a small number that is probably one that you'd rather not publicly say, then don't worry about it. Just you can put, we have a rapid growing list of daily readers that I think would love to learn. So just get rid of the number if it's a number that you think would not do you any good. And then at the end, you want to tell them to contact me if you'd like to be featured. Okay, so you found them. Now what? Well, they're either going to contact you or they won't. That's the bottom line. I mean, worst case scenario, they won't contact you. That's fine. You'll have plenty of people to contact you. So if they do, offer more details of how you'll promote them and simply ask them this question. Would you be willing to tell your readers about our company as well? That's the easiest way to do it. That's the law of reciprocity. You know, if you've done a good job of giving them value, then it's very likely that they will reciprocate. And I've seen it done time and time again. These are the same techniques that I use in my business. So just keep it simple and contact as many list owners as you can for list swaps. I mean, there's really nobody that's not good enough. I mean, any list is good enough as long as it's in your niche. I mean, even the smallest lists, believe me, these list owners have great relationships, or at least some of them have great relationships despite the number of their list. You know, you might think, oh, it's only 100 people, it's only 200 people. Doesn't matter. All it takes is a handful of buyers who can become raving fans of yours and spend money with you for years to come. Think lifetime customer value here. Of course, yeah, we do want to go after those big lists too, but don't discount the small ones. And it's really easier than you think to grow your list into the thousands. And then you can use that message that I said before in the previous slide verbatim, because it'll be true. All right, so let's move on here into what is an autoresponder swap or an AR swap. It's kind of a similar concept, but let's go ahead and talk about it. An autoresponder swap is when you place emails in the other person's permanent autoresponder follow-up sequence. Now, this is really powerful, because I'll tell you what, if you get one of your emails in my autoresponder sequence, it's a good chance that I'm not going to touch that thing for years to come. I can't even imagine a scenario where I would touch it. You know, once my regular sequence is up, it's just dead. It's just dead air. So, you know, knowing that, you can contact other people and tell them, hey, I'm not here to interfere with your sequence. I know you've got your, you know, you've got your messages, you got what works. Whenever it's completely done, then why not monetize those people that haven't yet taken any kind of an action? Monetize them with another offer. You know, that's the best way to get them to be more responsive. And think about this. It's like getting a backlink on their website. It's a permanent backlink, a permanent recommendation. And obviously, as they get more traffic, they'll be sending more automated follow-up emails to their customer base and their subscriber base, and you'll continually get ongoing traffic for a long, long time to come. And this works beautifully. And I still get traffic from ad swaps that I've done years and years ago. And you want to approach them in the same way, you know, just like we did the last one. You want to offer to promote them first, you know, promote their content to your list first. You want to be proactive. That's the only way this is going to work. And here's kind of a sample message here that you can use. Hi, I found your site on Google, and I think your products would be a good fit for my readers. And before I go on, you know, a bonus here would be to customize this email specifically. And it's going to take a little bit more time. That's why I recommend outsourcing this if possible and if it fits in the budget. And it's not even that expensive, to be honest. But, you know, imagine if you could say, hi, I found your site on Google, and I think that your product, your super-duper weight loss pill, would be a great fit for my readers or for a great fit for my audience. You know, you're calling the product name. You're saying the product by name, and that's a much more powerful thing than just this general, I think your products would be a good fit, because that could go out to the masses, and who knows if you really visited their site. So that's just kind of a side note. Anyway, to continue, I'd like to advertise your products in my email newsletter sequence. I have a list of 5,000 readers, and of course, be honest there. You could say I have a good list of readers, or you could say I have a list of 200 readers, but just be honest. Again, it's going to ruin your reputation if you're not being honest with the ability and the type of business that you can drive, or the type of traffic you can drive. So anyway, I have a list of 5,000 readers, and I've integrated other products into my list before, resulting in thousands of dollars in passive income for the companies I've promoted. And again, that there's another opportunity there to kind of clean it up a little bit. Of course, this is going to be accurate once you've got your list, and you'll be able to get these type of deals by the tons. I'm telling you, it'll be overwhelming in a good way. And then you want to end it off with, please contact me at 555-5555 if you're interested. Obviously, replacing all those fives with your phone number. It's very, very easy. And you got to be willing to get these people on the phone or do a free Skype chat. If you've never used Skype before, I highly recommend it. Just about everybody I know is on Skype. Skype.com, and go ahead and download it. It's absolutely free. They do have some calling plans where you can call landlines for almost next to nothing. But you can talk to anybody Skype to Skype, just like you were talking on a regular telephone, for free over the Skype network. And I'm telling you, they could be halfway around the world, and you can talk to them as if they were in your, you know, on your neighborhood, right next door in your same town. So it's very, very clear, just like a regular telephone. But anyway, most marketers are on Skype, so you definitely want to be on Skype and make sure that's part of your signature file or whenever you're exchanging details. Make sure you exchange your Skype information as well. And it's way easier to build a relationship with them that way, via a Skype chat or via the telephone. The reason is, and I touched upon this earlier, but there's something magical when people see each other face to face. And while obviously the telephone is not that, it's one dimension it's the audio dimension that you're getting that you don't typically get online. And that's why this is so important, because I'm telling you, your competition is not doing this. Your competition isn't even doing list swaps, and if they are, they're not using these type of strategies that you're learning here at Coffee Shop Millionaire. You know, I'm a Coffee Shop Millionaire for a reason, because I use these strategies to make a lot of money, and now this is your opportunity to use the very same strategies that I'm doing right now to make money. So, you know, one phone call resulting in a list swap could yield you quality leads and passive residual income for years to come. I'm talking about years to come. And don't discount these smaller lists. You know, if people say, hey, my list is only 50 or my list is only 100 people, that doesn't matter one bit. Because I don't care. Do whatever you can do to acquire customers and treat them well and offer them quality products, and you can have a loyal customer for years to come. Think about lifetime customer value here. So don't discriminate against the smaller list. Yes, we want to go after a big list. Yes, we want to grow our list fast, but don't discriminate against the smaller list, because those people are still cash spending buyers, which will result in more money in your bank account. But you can do this. You know, you can do this. This stuff is very, very simple, and you just got to be willing to take the time to make and build the connections, and your list and traffic will explode. I'm telling you, myself, Anthony Trister, fellow Coffee Shop Millionaire, and other online marketers have literally built lists of hundreds of thousands into the millions by using list swap methods. These very, very same strategies that I'm talking about right now. So don't discount these powerful techniques. Are not Mickey Mouse techniques. These are the real deal, and you can literally scale this up as big as you want to. And that's why I recommend, you know, having somebody that you can depend on, outsource it to somebody on Odesk, you know, for a couple bucks an hour. I mean, this doesn't have to cost much. You know, you have somebody do this for a few hours, didn't even cost you 20-30 bucks, and you're going to have the opportunity to contact, you know, hopefully if they did their job right, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, and you're going to get positive responses. You're going to get people who want to mail for you. You'll mail for them. You'll get in their autoresponders, and you'll develop a long-term residual income as a result of that. So go ahead. You've got everything you need right now to go do your first list swap. Don't wait. Don't delay. The sooner you do this, the sooner you're going to be on your path of becoming a coffee shop millionaire. And don't forget, we've got excellent resources and tools for you to use in the resources section for you to get your affiliate stuff all set up. You know, we pay every single month 50% recurring commission. It doesn't get easier than that. And I just bring that up because Coffee Shop Millionaire is something awesome for internet marketers to promote to other internet marketers, and it's an excellent way to get in and build some excellent residual income. All right, well, this is Fabricio Cruz. I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I look forward to drinking coffee with you in any one of the coffee shops in the world I might be at any given time. I will see you on the next video.